Outside of Ferrari, David, any other stock picks that you, or any other places you've managed to find to hide?
You know what? I've been doing quite a bit of work now this morning on some of our trackers, you know, for people who can't get money out of something. And there's been a NASDAQ tracker that's up at least 20% this year. There's been Signia's, what's it, Fourth Industrial Revolution, up significantly. Those are all in double-digit gains, you know, and I think they're going to continue to rise as this thirst to be part of this new economy or the digital economy continues. So there are places there that you can go to. And as Sam said, Prosus, Naspers, still very well placed to make money. So you've got to be a little globally, you've got to think globally in that. But, you know, the aim is to protect your capital.
Yeah.
It's not to be, you're not going to get Voyager points for investing in our banks. Or, in fact, you don't want Voyager points anymore. I forgot.
That's exactly.
What are the other points? I don't know what the banks give you.
What's your stock pick right now, Sam?
Yeah, we go with Prosus, and really it's, you know, that shareholding of Tencent also is ahead of the market, because if we look at China being the first to kind of unlock, we're starting to see economic activity there, and so Prosus is a good way to both back that Chinese recovery, number one, and number two, back this increasing digitization of the world. So
okay.
we stick with Prosus.
Well, thank you both for having joined me this evening. It was a pleasure chatting to you. Of course, that's Sam Mokorosi from Vunani Capital and David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities as well.